أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتي لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Inshallah, today by the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to continue reading into this very important chapter, the Arushul Quran, that's the bride of the Holy Quran. That is the 55th chapter of the Holy Quran. And we are in the first section. Yesterday our reading was in the first section, and in that first section, we were able to take some verses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained his bountiful mercies upon us. And the last one was Ash-Shamsu wal-Qamaru bi-Husban. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created the sun in our solar system, wal-Qamar, and the moon also in our solar system. One sun, one moon. Not like in other planets where they are having more than one. For instance, Jupiter is having how many moons? How many moons are in Jupiter? 12 moons. So in the earth here, we have only one moon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, "Bi husban," and based on these two celestial bodies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with having a calendar system. Calendar system that we use the sun for the Gregorian calendar. And then we use the moon for the lunar calendar. The Gregorian calendar is using the sun movement and is what is used by the Western world. And then the lunar calendar is using the lunar months and is the one used in the Eastern world. When Islam came, it adopted it. And then the celestial bodies, the stars, the planet, and so on and so on, was shajaru, and then the vegetation, yes, Judan, they prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to glorify him. Today we are starting a new verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in verse 7, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَدَعَ الْمِيزَانِ وَالسَّمَاءَ and the heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the heaven very high. You will never have an occasion whereby somebody jump and his head touch the heaven. You will never have an occasion somebody throw stone and it touch the heaven. You will never have an occasion somebody throw bow and arrow and the arrow reach the heaven. You will never have an occasion when an aeroplane fly and start touching the heaven. You will never have an occasion whereby a missile was fired and it touched the heaven. Never an occasion even shuttle space traveler was shoot and then it touched the heaven. No matter what we have and we send it into the sky, there wasn't an occasion where any of the object we have has touched the heaven. To tell you that the heaven is very high, beyond the imagination of man. Wada al-mizan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say we also put a scale of measurement. The scale of measurement, here the biggest scale of measurement is the one that will be used in the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in his hadith, a scale will be brought to measure the activities of every man and genie. So if your activities that are good are going to be brought in something white, shining, shining objects, and they will place in one side of the scale. Evil action of man are going to be brought as something black, dark, and it will be placed in the other side of the scale. So at the end, if the good deeds are heavier and they draw away the bad deed, then this person will have a life full of pleasure. And in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, "Amma man saqulat mawazinuhu," whomsoever that his scale, taking his good deed, become the heaviest, that person on that day will have to, will face a life of enjoyment, a life that each and every one of us is praying that we have. Then, if on the other side, the scale having the evil action become the heaviest and outweigh the scale having the good deeds, that is to say, if the scale having the good deed become light and it was outweighed, but whomsoever the scale that is taking the good action becomes light and it was outweighed, his mother is going to be a hellfire known as Hawiya on that day. That is mean he's going to go to his mother, and that's an evil mother. What do you know about this hellfire? Narun Hamia is a burning, scorching flame that doesn't leave anything until it burns it down. Allah SWT protects us from going in there. Then, in this world also, Allah SWT put a scale for us for justice. He wants us to act justly. And justice has one thing. Justice is you will say the truth even if the truth is going against you. You shall say the truth even if you are going to end up convicting your father by saying the truth. You shall say the truth even if you are going to end up convicting your brother or your son or your husband. That is the nature of the truth. And that is why the symbol of Lady Justice, she couldn't see. So when she is saying the truth, she doesn't know this is her father. She doesn't know this is her husband, because she can't see. The only thing she can see is justice. Scale of justice established that a judge presiding on a case should not use any knowledge he had outside the court in his judgment. It is not allowed in Islam that you are a judge judging a case. You now say, okay, I remember when I am moving on the road, I saw him slapping you. So you are the one that slapped him. I'm convicting you for slapping. It's not allowed in Islam. Even if you have that knowledge outside the court, you only use the knowledge within the courtroom. The person that said he was being slapped, let him provide evidences in the court. And you use only that evidence. That's why they say justice is blind. Anything done outside the courtroom, Mr. Justice doesn't know justice. Doesn't know it. It only knows what is presented in the courtroom. That is a mizan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in our life in this world as well. Showing the scale, the day of judgment. It's also a scale that whatsoever we are selling, we measure the quantity and give to people the right quantity. Otherwise, our business is going to end up having usury. End up having usury, which is interest and is forbidden in Islam.
Allah tadagaw fil mizan.
Allah tadagaw fil mizan. You should never violate the scale. A judge should never go beyond justice. We ourselves, when we are speaking or taking side, or making judgment, we should always say the truth. Even if the truth will hurt us. Even if the truth will result in us being convicted, let's say the truth. That is justice. The Bible is talking about justice in Islam, in the Faculty of Law, in Harvard University. They adopted that verse as the slogan of that Faculty of Law. That you should say justice even if it is against your father, even if it is against your brother, or against your own kinsmen. That's the nature of justice. Justice is to be said without any sense of partiality, without any sense of diversion of the justice. So justice shall not be diverted, shall be given only to those that deserve it. And those that do not deserve it, irrespective of who they are, shall not have justice. Otherwise, the scale is going to be violated. وَاقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ وَاقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And when we are going to sell anything at a measurement, we must make sure that it has reached that measurement that money was given for. You are selling a bag of mist, and you decided to take away one measure out of the mist. At the end, the money given to you for that one bag is haram. It's unlawful for you to eat until you give back that one major you have taken away from the buyer. In the filling station, do not adjust the pump machine so that it will be making sound as if it is putting the fuel while it is not putting the fuel. And the scale will be reading that fuel is going in and fuel is not going in. That was very wrong. And at this junction, there was a policy in Nigeria here by filling station, which is contradicting this verse. Much of the managers are asked, 10 liters of fuel were brought into your station. You give us money for 9, you account for 1 liter that you do not give us the money. And it will be deducted from the manager. So that is not the part that is wrong. The part that is wrong, 10 liters of fuel was brought. If you were able to sell 11 liters, you only remit money for 10 liters. The additional money for 1 liter is yours. The question is, for God's sake, how many liters do you bring to the manager? 10 liters. How can he produce additional liter in the station? There is no way. So by the time he came to you and tell you he was able to sell for 11 liters, common sense will tell you he has cheated the buyers. He did not use the correct pump price. He maneuvered, and out of the 10 liters, he get the money for the 11. That 1 liter additional is riba. It's usury. And when you put riba in your world, it's just like putting flame in a cotton palm. A farm has been cotton. It will burn the entire farm. It will destroy your wealth. So that policy is very wrong. It's contradicting this particular chapter. The best you can do if you want to assist the manager, bring 11 liters. Tell him, remit for me 10 liters. The 1 additional liter I gave you is for your own running expenses as the station. As a manager, use the money for that 1 liter. That just means you are protecting your price. You are protecting your pump price so that you don't cheat the buyer. Why Kimul Wozna will kiss to be just when you are measuring things. The same thing in school. A student has actually passed and got an A. A lecturer, you decided to bring him down for any reason known to you. And you bring him down to C. The BA you denied him, that makes your salary that particular month as haram. Because you have not established al-wazn bil-qisti. You are paid to give he who got an A, and you did not. The same thing to a civil servant. You are employed to work for certain hours, and you cut off from the hour. That is not the agreement. Therefore, the salary that month, know that there is haram inside. So this is very, very important in our life that we try and establish it. The only way you can prevent violating Kisti is to go extra and do Ihsan. Extra by doing Ihsan. Then a person who is doing Ihsan has covered his weakness. That is the only way. Wala tuksiru al-mizan. Do not reduce the measurement of what you are selling or what you are agreed upon. Do not reduce it. Okay, it's okay. So we draw the curtain here at verse 9, inshallah. When we come next, we start from verse 10. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us where we read and we are correct. And where we read and err, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our teachers who taught us ulumu diniya and our shuyukh who nurtured our spirit.
الحمد لله رب العالمين رب العالمين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الأجمع لك ولا هدي إلى صراطك المستقيم ولا هدي إلى قدر المقتدر العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون